Welcome to Unapologetically Myself.
Oh my god, am I being too loud?
Whatever, f*** it.
Oh yeah, we got this.
Are you guys ready?
I just want y'all to start living life. Just be yourself.
Let's do this, bitches.
Welcome back to Unapologetically Myself. I'm your host, Amanda Carluccio. Please subscribe, like, comment, give a follow. Appreciate you guys so much. Thanks for coming back. Today's episode, you are going to meet my cousin, the one and only Julia Giannini. She is my younger cousin who is married, and you'll see throughout this entire segment, she likes to tell me that. You'll find out why she hated me when we were younger. And yeah, I think today's a good episode. You'll like her. She's hilarious. She cracks me up. Also, just so you know, she is my dad's brother's daughter's daughter. So my dad's brother, Uncle Ronnie's daughter's daughter. Got that? Because we'll quiz you later. I know it's a lot. I have a big family. I really want to just like interview my entire family because they're like very interesting. They all have really different, unique jobs, and they're pretty funny. Not all of them as funny as Gary, but most. And Julie is one of them. She's at the top tier of them. She's hilarious. You're going to love her. So I don't really want to talk too much because I want to get right into it. I want to introduce you to Julia. So get excited. Hey, Julia.
Amanda.
Welcome to Unapologetically Myself.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on. Cheers. Okay, we needed to have a little liquid courage.
Yes.
So we're going to just take a little drink. We need some liquid courage. Come on.
Yeah.
Yes. How old are you now?
I'm 29.
20. Wait, what are we doing for your 30th? Let's go to like Vegas, the whole family.
I don't want to go there.
Okay.
I'd rather.
What do you want to do?
I don't know. Maybe like Peru.
Oh, Peru. Okay. Not Vegas, just Peru. Yeah. Okay. Well, sign me up. I'll be there.
Okay.
So first off, we need to tell everyone how you hated me when you were younger.
Yeah. So I hated Amanda. for a really long time.
She did not like me, guys.
Yeah. Amanda ruined my life at 12 years old.
Ruined.
No, literally, you ruined it. Amanda was in my pool.
Yes. Beautiful pool.
Yeah, beautiful pool. It's no longer there.
Oh, I know. Such a shame.
No, it really was. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace to Julia's pool.
But I was probably 11 or 12, so you were probably 17 or 18.
Okay.
Because I remember you did drive there, I think.
Yes, because I was...
You drove there and you had a red car, did you not?
Oh, yes. My Pontiac G6 in red. I remember it. You were pissed off at my car, too.
No, I was just, like, annoyed, you know.
That I had a car.
Yeah. So, anyway, Amanda was hooking up with this guy.
He was my boyfriend.
Yes. Around young children in the pool. At my pool.
And Julia was not happy.
Yeah, I wasn't happy.
Because I was hooking up with him in the pool.
Yeah.
So mind you, Julia was really pissed that day. And she decided that she wasn't going to talk to me. And I went to my mom. I'm like, what is wrong with her? She's like, I don't know. She's just not in a good mood at all. And I remember her getting out of the pool, putting her towel on and just giving me this death stare. Mm-hmm. Like, So basically, I feel like people can relate because, you know, when you're like a younger cousin and you see your older cousin, like happy in a relationship, kind of, you're like,
I was like jealous.
Yeah,
because I was like morbidly obese.
No.
Yeah. And you were like, you were like this young, hot thing.
You didn't lose your baby fat yet.
No, not like 11, 12. I didn't. No.
No,
I didn't lose my baby fat until like 3 years ago.
No. Oh, stop it.
Oh, Amanda. Amanda.
Okay, well, you're a nutritionist now.
No, I'm not.
No, she's not a nutritionist. What do you do?
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay, we're not talking about that. But does anyone really know what their cousins do? Because I don't.
No.
Like, and also your best friend. You, like, don't know what your best friend does, like, ever.
No.
Like, I still don't know what my best friend Jenny does. I ask her 25 times. She can tell me 25 times, look me in the face, and I still won't have any clue what she does.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I don't know what my friends
do. Like, I don't know what you do, and you've probably told me 25 times.
Yeah, I don't even know what I do, though. Like, I can't even explain it,
well,
you know?
That's maybe a problem. You're doing your best. That's all you can do.
It really is.
And that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that for you.
Yeah, my best is good enough.
That's great. What were we talking about? Oh, being jealous of your older cousin.
Well, I hated you.
Right. So being jealous of your older cousin turned into hatred on Julia's side.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, there's like a lot of vivid memories I have.
Okay. Do you want to talk about it?
I mean, we could talk about it. No, because I remember I went to your house.
Okay.
And I remember I was wearing this blue outfit and my stomach was sticking out.
Okay. Where is this going? Okay. Was it a crop top? How old were you?
No, I remember you made a comment.
I did?
No, not
was either. I a bitch comment?
No, not at all.
Wait, what did I
You said I looked so good and I knew I didn't look good.
Oh, stop it. I wouldn't lie. What? Let me see the outfit. Okay, we got to bring up the outfit.
Oh, you were like, oh my God, you're so cute.
I probably thought you looked cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did.
I did. I don't give compliments unless I mean
okay,
it.
Okay, we're not going to fight, guys.
We're fighting.
We're not going to fight. Like, you know when you have, like, memories that just last forever?
And it's
like,
rent-free. Stuck in your
like,
brain.
The pool thing, rent-free. I know. Every time I see you,
I remember it, too.
That.
You gave me a death stare, and I was like, this woman...
Yeah, it just lives rent-free
I was like, this girl
head.
Hates me.
Oh, I think we've gotten closer over the past couple
exactly.
years.
Exactly. Especially when we went to a sex party together.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Anna and Amanda right
That's
here,
right
guys.
Here. Okay, so we... This is how close our family is. We had a sex party for Julia's bachelorette. Actually, Julia is married.
Amanda's not.
Yes. And so Julia's very happy about that. Because, see, roles are reversed. She always thought she was pissed at me because I was hooking up with this guy in the pool.
Yeah. You're right.
And she wanted to be married. And here we are. She's married. I'm not. So here we are. For Julia's bachelorette, she had never been to a sex party, meaning like...
Well, that kind of sounds like swinger.
We didn't swing with each other. We didn't swing. We didn't do any
like
crazy
dildos.
Stuff. It was a party where a woman comes to the house and she shows you dildos, vibrators, tips during sex, how to practice safe sex.
No, I learned a lot.
All that stuff. Did you? No, I mean, we used to go to them a lot during like college.
No, but I never I learned so much.
Yeah, see?
And I think everyone should go.
Exactly. At least once in your life. Listen, sex health is good health.
Yeah, it was good.
So anyway, my mom went, her mom went, all her sister, all our my cousins. Basically, all my cousins and their mothers went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
now,
no,
I don't know another family that would be comfortable doing this with their parents.
Yeah, no.
But my mom came and...
Your mom had the best one.
She did. She had the best time ever, right?
Yeah.
So did Donna. Donna.
Dickney and Donna.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So the thing is, when the lady came, she was like, the first thing you need to do is come up with a sexual name. And it needs to start with the first letter of your first name.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be like, so Loretta's was Lick Me Loretta. And
no,
then.
No, it was Lick Me Right Loretta.
Oh, Lick Me Right.
The right's important.
It
we
is
can't
important.
Forget that.
It is important.
Because they could lick you, but they can't lick you right.
Exactly. You right. Mine was Anal Amanda.
Yeah. Mine was Jizz On Me Julia.
Of course it was. And then we had like some PG ones, which were like so boring.
Yeah, Tori's was like Tickle Me Tori.
Ugh, boring. Tori. Boring. But yeah, we learned a lot. And actually, I should probably have like a sex therapist on here. That'd be
no,
pretty
you
cool.
Should.
Right?
No, that'd be fine.
I know. But anyway, we had a blast.
Everyone like who bought stuff gave me beads because it was like for me, which was so nice.
Oh, see, that was fun. Okay.
It was so nice that you did that.
So if you bought something, you were able to give a... What are they called?
Like a bead.
Like, yeah, but what are they called in like New Orleans where they put them on? A necklace. And there was a necklace out of beads, like what they give in Mardi Gras. Like those necklaces.
Yeah, the beads.
Yeah. Okay, but people could think otherwise.
Well,
we're talking about a sex party.
Let them think what they want.
Okay, so anyway, as if you bought something at this sex party, I don't think it's called a sex
party.
It's called like intimate gathering. Intimate gathering.
Maybe, or something.
Yes, yes, that's what it's called. So anyway, as soon as you bought something with the woman, you got beads to give to Julia. And however many beads Julia got, she
got
like money off.
Yeah,
so Julia wound up like a bandit and had a fun night on her
honeymoon. Oh, yeah. I got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it was fun. I recommend it. If you're as close as our family is, do it with your mom. Do it with your mom.
Yeah, do it with your mom. I mean, it is what it is.
I want to get into what some of the followers asked us about in situationships and relationships. I went on a date with this guy who on our first date brought a piece of paper that listed the ways he likes to receive love.
Oh.
Okay.
saying okay, like I understand that.
I don't know. Let me finish. I believe there are five. He also brought me a piece of paper so I could write down the ways I like to receive love in order from most important to least. Don't ask why, but I did it.
Wait.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hold on. Now I'm going to interrupt. I have a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, would you do that?
Would I actually
write
it down?
Have you ever asked Steven that?
I haven't. And we've been dating for 2 years.
I never asked Michael that.
Maybe I should.
And but you with know, him for like 10 years.
You know, I'm going to ask.
But I know the ways he likes to receive love because I've been with him for so long. And you should know probably.
Right. But this is a first date.
Right. But like I would.
And he brought a piece of paper.
That's like weird. I'm sorry. I don't know.
I
would be
I would be more so okay with him talking about it.
It's the piece of paper for me.
It's the piece of paper where you lost me.
It's the piece of paper
It's the piece of paper that's the red flag. Also, here we go. Don't ask why, but she did it, which I understand. You're on a date. Okay, give it to me. I'll do it. Whatever.
No,
drinks
I wouldn't.
Are flowing. I mean, whatever. At this point, you're just going to.
I wouldn't do it.
Okay. Julia wouldn't do it. I might. Okay. Don't ask why, but I did it. And then he.
No, I'm asking why.
Okay.
I want to know why.
But then he kept it in his wallet.
Oh, wait, that's so weird.
Oh, that's kind of sketchy. Okay. We went on another date after that to the movies. Okay. She gave him another shot.
That's like the worst place to go for a fucking date.
I know, because you can't really get to talk to them. You know, you can't really get to know them.
No, this is so fucking weird. I really hope you're not dating this man. Respectfully.
We got popcorn and drinks and went to sit down. During the movie, he squeezed my face, turned my head, and kissed me. He also threw a bunch of popcorn on me while he laughed like a little kid. He thought it was hilarious. I think I went on one more date after that. I was young and desperate. I finally ended it after 3 dates. He texted me back saying how he thought we would spend a good amount of our lives together.
Yeah. It's the popcorn for me.
The popcorn? It wasn't the paper?
No, in the paper.
You can ask somebody on a date, like, how do you want to receive love, or like, what are your love?
I wouldn't ask.
I mean, but you can, like, at this point in life, we're older. How do you want to be loved? Like, what's one thing that like some that your old relationships didn't do that you hope to have in your new relationship? Like, you can ask something like that. You don't need to bring a piece of paper.
No, I would definitely ask what's in the bank account, though.
Well, okay.
That's important.
Right away on the first date?
Absolutely.
What do you say? What's in your bank account?
Yeah.
Immediately, what's in your bank account? How much you have saved?
Maybe like the second, but I would ask.
Okay.
It's important, guys. No, it's important.
No, I know it is.
Like, okay, like what? Like, you're with a guy for like a year or 2 years, and like you have no idea what the fuck's in his bank account, and he's like broke, and you had no idea.
Yeah, and then you have money saved, and
yeah,
you're like,
he,
I have to carry
like,
this
now.
He could
be lying to you this whole time. Like, it's important.
It is. I know. I feel like people don't talk about finances.
They need to.
Like, when did you talk? Her fiance. Her husband's name is Mike.
We were late on it.
That's what I'm saying. So when did you bring it up to him?
Why didn't he bring it up to me? Because I hate talking about finances.
I do too. I mean, because I feel like it's so like, I almost feel like it's something
that. I mean, more so when like we moved in together.
Because you also don't want to be like, oh, I don't care. But no, you should care. Like, it's a big thing, especially today.
It was really important when we moved in together, obviously.
Obviously.
Like, I think it's important. But like, we also were dating so young. Like, I'm 29. So like,
yeah.
And we moved in together when we were 25. Okay, so, like, yeah. I feel like we didn't, like, really need
like you
to
didn't
talk
care.
About
like,
it.
You're just,
it wasn't,
like, living
like a
life, having fun. Yeah.
But now, oh, if definitely. I, like, let's say was single and I was dating someone, like, no. Like, that's important.
Oh, for sure. I think after a year, which, like, I should have asked before, but I was like, okay, we've been dating a year. Like, how much you make? Like, I need to know.
Yeah, no, you need to know.
No, but you need to talk about that stuff. Like, because it's like, okay, I make this, you make that. Let's look at our finances. How much do you have saved? Do you have student loans? You need to talk about that before you get married.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I have another situation or relationship story. I went on a date with this guy who lived about 45 minutes from me. He didn't have a license. I forget why. First red flag. So I had to drive him. You had to drive him? Oh my God, girl. I get to the restaurant and the guy was not what I was. His outfit was. Okay, so you got to the restaurant
just
and it just. Yeah,
yeah, it's
it
fine.
Was not
we'll
what
move on.
You thought. Mm-hmm. Okay. His outfit was interesting. He had a limp. Nothing wrong with that.
Wait, what do you mean, like a limp?
He had a limp.
Like a limp?
I guess like maybe he hurt his foot, like a limp. Our date was fine, okay. But then it comes time to pay the bill. The bill was about $25, very cheap. So he puts in $20, asks me if I want to pay the rest. My jaw dropped and I stared at him. I did it anyway because I knew I would never see this guy again. After, he asked me to go to the brewery down the street, so I figured, why not extend this incredible date? Assuming that's sarcastic. We got there and he asked, do you want to pay for your own drink? At this point, I started laughing and I'm like, yeah, sure. So we sit and talk for a little while and then leave. Apparently, he walked to the restaurant because he didn't have a car. So we hug goodbye and he limps away. Sorry. He limps away into the distance, never to be seen again. That's written very well. He limps away into the distance, never to be seen again.
No, I mean, you know who you are. And thank you so much for sending us that because it was incredible. Like, that thank you so much.
That was incredible. Thank you. It made me chuckle. $25 he's going to ask you to pay $5? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, no, that happened to me once.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you the story? What, can I talk about myself for a second?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good. I went on a date with this guy. Mm-hmm. Obviously, before I met my husband, and he lived with his grandma, which is... It's fine.
It's not ideal, but it's fine.
It's fine. He also did not have a car. And he wanted to go to Chipotle. So I remember I went to go pick him up. We get to Chipotle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're ordering. We're picking out our, you know, I got the burrito bowl. You pick out what you want.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We get to the end, to the cashier. And he didn't have his card on him. And he said he would pay.
Right.
So he calls up grandma. He calls up grandma.
No. Okay.
And grandma gave him the credit card number on the phone because she keeps his credit cards.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was like probably right before I met Michael. So I was like 19 or 20.
That's super
but
young.
He was 25.
Is that like your first date with this guy?
Yeah. Never again.
Never again. But I had one where the guy picked me up. I thought we were going to dinner, okay? Instead of that, he says, we're rock climbing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I love that. Did you go?
Oh, yeah, I went, but he watched me climb up the rock. He belayed me. And what? No, yes. He didn't climb with me. He belayed me.
Wait, that's like serial killer.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, that's crazy.
Okay?
How did you meet him?
Through a friend. He belayed me like this. It's, you know what a belayer is? Like,
I've been rock climbing.
Oh,
yes.
Have you? Okay.
Yeah, I'm like,
you're an avid rock climber?
Yeah. I also do archery.
Oh, who knew? So anyway, he climbed up this, watching me climb up this rock, belaying me like as my like ass
that's really
is
creepy.
Out. It's like really creepy. I'm like, I just want to go home. Like finally get
Were
up
you
to
alone?
The top of the rock. It was at like a gymnastics okay. gym and they had like this huge rock climbing wall. And he worked at the gymnastics place as a belayer at the rock climbing wall. So he belayed me. And then I don't even think he climbed the wall. He just watched me climb the wall like 2 times. And then I'm like, I'm starving. I need to eat. And he's like, well, I ate already. And I was like, okay, but I need to eat. So he's like, all right, I'll take you across the street to Outback. And he watched me eat a blooming onion. Okay. And it was miserable. And I was like, I cannot wait to get home. And he took me home. And then I never spoke to him again.
No, wait, that's like
crazy. It was awful.
How come I never
think
heard
I paid
that?
For my blooming onion too. It's, yeah.
No, it's the blooming onion.
The blooming onion is great.
It's the blooming onion for me.
Is it? Not the rock climbing and the Blair? But I have a pretty funny story. This isn't a date, but like in college, my friend we went to this frat party. And if you've ever been to a frat party,
yeah.
like they're disgusting. Like yeah. the houses are disgusting. I don't know, duty when duty calls. She had to go number two. Mm-hmm. She went number two. And of course, the toilet didn't flush.
That's okay.
So she had to grab in the toilet, take her number two out, and throw it out the window.
No, but like, I'd done this before. And I'm not going to say where.
Wait.
I can't say where. I'll say it offline.
Please tell me not at a family event. Oh my God, Julia! Julia!
I'm not going to say where, but I've done that before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, my
Who
God.
Who hasn't?
No, I've never done
okay.
that.
I know I'm not the only one.
Well, no, clearly not, because my friend did this at a frat party.
Well, you have to do what you have to do.
I get that, though, but, like, with your bare hand?
Not with my bare hand. I took a shovel.
Okay, wait. Where did you get a shovel?
I can't say.
Oh, my
Because
God.
My family wants to watch this. They DM'd
you
me.
You can't
they
say?
They DM'd me. They're like, oh, my God, I can't wait to watch. So I can't say it.
You
yeah,
just
I just
flung
put
it out.
There.
Flung it out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You got to do what you got to do.
A girl's got to do what she's got to do.
That's right.
I hope everyone likes me. That's like the most important thing.
Everyone's going to love you. It's, you know that song? I'm so Julia. Oh, we need to do that.
I'm so Julia.
Wait, how's it go? We're such millennials. Are you a millennial still?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank God. I would have been real pissed if you were Gen Z.
I would be too. I mean, honestly, no respect. They're really smart.
No, they're hilarious they're and funny they're and smart. I love Gen Z.
They don't give a shit.
I'd be mad if you were Gen Z because I'd be low-key jealous.
You should be jealous of me, though.
I am.
Because I'm married.
Exactly. We've established this. So now we're going to transition to thoughts on birth control because I hate birth control. It made me into a monster.
We
was on
Natural Cycles.
Oh, yes. We love Natural Cycles.
Natural Cycles sponsor.
Julia and sponsor. I are using Natural Cycles to prevent pregnancy.
Yeah.
And it's been going
but
well.
Like, yes, but like you can also use it obviously to.
Right. You can also use it for pregnancy.
Like it tells you when you're ovulating and stuff.
Yeah. And I feel like since I've been using it, I know my body so well.
Right.
And
what phase are you in right now?
Oh, I have to look.
I'm in the follicular.
Oh, the follicular. I can't even say that.
I'm in the follicular.
She's in the follicular phase.
Yeah. Like, I know your luteal phase is like right before, I think, your period.
Yes.
And like, that's when you're moody as fuck.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can see that.
And then right after your period is like when you kind of feel your best.
I know. It's scary. Like, it sucks that women only get like one
get, like,
time
two
a
weeks.
Week to feel good.
2 weeks.
Like, that's
yeah.
it. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Okay, so... Someone wrote in, I've been on birth control since I was 15 for acne, but I wasn't sexually active until my 20s. I've tried pills, ring, Mirena, I don't know what that is. And now I'm on Depo Provera. It's the shot. Oh, yeah. And I love it. I have chosen to remain on because I cannot handle any periods. I actually haven't had a period in 5 years, not even spotting. Anyways, I believe I'll always be on it because I do not want children ever, nor periods, and it's just what works for me. Screw the cancer scares. Everything we eat is poison anyways.
I mean,
solid.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm very into making my own bread and butter. So, no, like I am. I made sourdough the other day.
I was like, where are we going with this?
I churn butter. So like I get
that. Oh, you churn butter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look at you, you little Betty Crocker. If it works for you.
If that's what works for you, then that's what works for you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like Natural Cycles work for us.
I just started it.
Yeah.
But
and you take your temperature. So what it is, if you guys don't know, it's an app called Natural Cycles. And you have to take your temperature every morning and it tells you like your basal temperature and when you're ovulating. But you also need to pee on an ovulating stick.
Yeah, but it tells you when to pee.
It tells you when to do it. Yeah. And most like almost 100% of the time it's accurate.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because it's just as effective as the pill if used correctly.
I think it's like 98%.
Yeah, it's like 90. It's like something crazy, right?
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Yeah. And like if I don't have to take a pill for like. Hormones. I was crazy. I was so depressed on that.
I hated birth control.
Me too. I hated it. I was on for a long time since I was like 16.
Yeah, so was I. And then I got off of it and then I gained like so much weight.
I know you gain weight after.
Yeah. And
or some people lose.
It took me a while and then I got diagnosed with PCOS.
Oh no, really?
Yeah. But like I'm fine now. Don't worry. It's like you could have no cysts on your ovaries, but like.
Still have PCOS.
Still have PCOS. Apparently.
Really?
According to my doctor, you have like facial hair. I had rapid weight.
I mean,
gain.
I have facial hair, but I thought that's like, just because I'm Italian.
Like... yeah, but like it was like a beard.
No, I mean I have a beard, but I get electrolysis.
Okay.
No, it's bad.
Keep bragging. Do your parents pay for that too?
No.
Well, they paid for your nose job, which you didn't talk about that.
Yeah, we can. I wanted to make a whole episode on it, but
oh, really? Well, why not? While I'm here.
Yes, I did get a nose job in 2011. Julia will tell you the nose was heinous. Go ahead, tell them.
No, it was really big, guys. You should. Are you going to clip it?
Yeah, I'll clip
it. No.
I'll clip it
for
you.
No, but the best part was like on Sunday we were talking about it and everyone's like, no, it wasn't that bad. I'm like,
no,
guys,
okay, Julia,
it was bad.
Julia is my most honest cousin.
Yes.
And I think I'm pretty honest with you, too.
Yeah, no, because you literally were like, yeah, like you.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, really Julia bad. Was a little chubby, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And I had an ugly part. Nose, and that's yeah. okay. It's okay yeah, to okay. say, hey, like, yeah.
It's okay to want to fix yourself.
Yeah. And
it's okay to acknowledge that, like,
you know, you weren't the best looking back in the day. Like,
yeah,
it's okay.
I was not. I'll tell you that right now.
Like, I hate when people are like, oh my God, body positivity. Like, okay, fine.
Right.
Sure.
You can have body positivity.
You can have that, but still want to work on yourself.
Exactly. And we're not saying go out and have plastic surgery. We're just saying if something
makes
you...
Well, honestly, if you do have a giant nose, maybe, and you can afford it, then do it.
And if it makes you feel better.
If it makes you feel better, then do it. Like, everyone's like, oh my God, like... Don't put neurotoxins in your face. Like,
right.
I'm going to put neurotoxins in my face because that's what I want to do. Like,
right. And if you want to do it, do it. We're wrapping up here with thoughts from the loft.
I have a thought.
Okay, you have a thought.
And my thought is, this is a moment I've been waiting for my entire life.
This podcast? Or?
Well, not specifically yours.
Oh, okay.
But I'm really happy.
Okay, it's fine. You know, we're not really on the airwaves yet.
Yeah, no, I'm like really happy that you like, okay, this is like me being sentimental. But like, seriously, like, thank you so much for having me on
here.
Of course. Like, so that's like a thought that I have.
Oh, okay.
Because like, I've always wanted to be on a podcast.
I've always wanted you to be on mine.
Oh my God, no. Like,
I think you're hilarious.
Oh my God,
my
stop.
Cousins,
everyone better
very
think
hilarious.
Everyone better
not that
funny.
My other cousins aren't, but.
I'm not. No, be honest.
I mean, we're going to be honest. Julia's hilarious, guys.
I'm the funniest one.
She's funny. She's funnier than me.
Thank you for saying that.
Wait, did you watch the Olympics?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've been watching it. Like, not
okay,
like,
what's your favorite? Obviously.
Obviously,
gymnastics.
Simone.
Gymnastics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking loved her.
Yeah, it was great.
And it was so good.
It was
so fascinating.
Wait, I was so happy for the men's gymnastics.
Oh, I didn't
did you
watch
see?
That.
Oh, my God. It was so
but
good.
I was really happy. Like, I watched the swimming.
Oh, yeah, I watched swimming,
which I, like,
too.
Cried.
Which, like, there was a couple people in our area from
yeah,
New
from
Jersey.
Morristown.
Yeah.
Morristown, a guy from
no,
Morristown.
I know.
Nick something.
Nick Lecky or something?
No, his name was Nick Rick.
No,
it's not.
We're really bad. That's not it.
Nick.
It's Nick.
Nick Rick.
Fink. Nick
Fink.
Fink.
We're
Fink.
Close.
Fink. I am going to Greece in August.
So am I going to have to do the podcast while you're gone?
You're going to have to just take over. And... Yeah, so I'm going to Greece. I'm super excited. This will be my first vacation with my boyfriend.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, the first, like, real, like, we've never been on a flight together.
Good luck.
Vacation can really make or break you. Do you feel like that?
Yeah, no, Michael and I, like, have fought on vacation.
Oh, yeah. Like, I feel like vacation brings out the worst in people
yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to have fun. You planned all this stuff. It's really stressful.
Well, it's also the different personalities. Like, I like to kind of... Go, go, go. Like, I can't sit still. Even if
oh,
I'm on
neither
vacation.
Can I.
Michael's, like, needs to chill. Like, he likes to
so
relax.
So does Steve.
So, like, that's where we get, like...
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not a relaxer. Like,
yeah.
If I...
Like, I'm up at 6 a.m. Like,
yes.
I gotta go to, like...
Same. I'm like, I need to be doing work.
Yeah, so that
like, if I'm
problem.
Not doing work, I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like that I might be, like, a mental disorder, though.
It, might,
like
be.
It might be. Well, actually, I was diagnosed with high-functioning anxiety disorder.
Oh, really?
Like,
when?
Like, in 8th grade.
Oh.
And ever since then, it made sense.
Wait, like high functioning.
Yes. So basically, you have to keep yourself busy to prevent yourself from having, like, those anxious thoughts. So literally all I do.
Okay, wait, I feel that.
So,
okay,
yeah,
go
I
ahead.
Mean, that's from, maybe I'm wrong, but that's what was explained to me.
No, I get that.
So literally
that makes
all
sense.
I do is keep myself really busy. And, like, my friends can agree. Like, I literally don't stop.
Right.
I literally, like, don't relax.
I don't either.
And the second I do relax, that's when my mind starts spiraling.
Yes, and I get anxiety.
Yeah, so then that's why I always have to keep doing something productive, or, like, I literally feel like I'm a worthless piece of shit.
Wait, that's how I feel too.
Yeah.
No,
it's not healthy.
No,
it's not.
Like not it's like I also equate it to, like, I'm a workaholic, but maybe it's just because, like,
maybe because you have, like, an underlying issue.
Yeah, could be. Dr. Julia here. So what do you do for that? Are you on medication?
Well, I went to therapy for it.
Oh,
for
okay.
Bit, but like,
and so
really
what did
help.
The therapist say? Like, what are the tips?
It's kind of like exposure therapy little bit. Like, I don't really know. It was
like,
so long ago.
Like, cognitive behavioral
yeah,
therapy?
Yeah, but like, it was like also like combined with OCD. So I remember I couldn't leave my house unless my bed was made.
Oh my God. Okay. I had a little bit of OCD when I was
and
younger.
Like, I would actually like be shaking
mm-hmm.
if I knew that something in my room wasn't like...
Like
where
it should
be.
Yeah.
And it was a problem.
No, I get that. I had OCD when I was younger too.
Yeah.
Like on my locker in high school, it had to be positioned to zero or I like couldn't leave the high
yeah,
school.
Yeah, yeah. And I would always rewrite my notes. Yes. Like if like the
I
S,
did too.
Yes, if like the S wasn't the way, and I still do that till this day.
Do
like
you?
It's a
okay, I
that's why I have to type everything fucking up. Because
do
like,
you really?
I literally, if I, well, yeah, when I was like writing like thank you cards or like or writing something for my wedding, I remember I literally had to rewrite. A
yeah.
lot of stuff because it was giving me so much fucking anxiety.
Oh my god,
like, knowing
really?
That it didn't look perfect.
When I was younger, before my mom would be like, "Okay, clean up downstairs, Amanda." I used to like play downstairs with Barbies and stuff. She's like, come upstairs. We have dinner. I couldn't leave the room unless I did a backflip. I know that's like really aggressive, but like, wait, yeah.
I know. Wait, that's
no.
Fucking, wait, but like, that's like kind of like.
I mean, on the subject of the Olympics, like,
no, but that's
I had
very,
to do it.
But that's very like you coded.
Yeah,
that
I know.
Makes sense.
Like I was like, I had to do a perfect backflip and I had to land it. Okay, it was OCD, obviously. I couldn't go up unless I did that.
Wait, that's wild.
I know. Thank God I grew up. Thank God I grew out of that. Could you imagine just backflipping everywhere I go? I'm like, oh, I'll be there in a minute. I have to backflip. Then I had to go next no, room, backflip. It's like I couldn't leave the room unless I did a backflip.
Wait.
No, it was weird. I know it's
when
strange.
When did you grow out of that? Wait, no, that's so funny. How come I never knew that?
I grew out of it when I was like, I want to say, and I was like 16 because I had like gotten a boyfriend then. I'm like, I can't be doing this. I can't be backflipping.
No, that's really fucking funny.
No, I know. I can't be like backflipping. Like,
no,
it was my OCD though. And I remember I used to have to do a backflip and then like I would go upstairs and be like, okay. And I used to have to, it had to be perfect. Like the Olympic gymnast, like land. I couldn't.
I wonder if like Simone Biles can relate to that.
I don't.
Maybe
she probably
she
can.
That.
Simone, let us know.
Lisa, was there any like weird other things?
There was that. Okay. And then I had, you might have been at this party. It was Christmas Day and I had this like huge Barbie set.
Speaking of Barbies, mm-hmm. No, because this is like a really sensitive subject for me actually.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Actually, no, it's Polly Pockets.
Oh, I love Polly Pockets.
Yeah, I know. I still do.
Polly Pockets are the best.
Yeah, I know. And my best friend one time.
Okay.
She was like, Julia, we can't play with these anymore. And she,
what a bitch.
Yeah, I love her.
How old were you?
I don't know. But it's something that, like, you know,
it
like,
still sticks with you.
It still sticks with me. And like,
every yeah, time, you're traumatized.
Yeah, I'm traumatized. I get and that. She knows. She knows it.
She knows. You know who you are.
You know who you are. Love you.
Love you, mean it.
But yeah, no, that was traumatizing.
Yeah, that's sad. It's like, when do you graduate from playing with Barbie?
But like, it was like a really hard, like, we have to stop playing with it. Like, right. It was like the day before we were.
Right.
The next day. I walked to her house. I walked to her fucking house.
It was cold turkey. She just went cold turkey on
Julia,
you.
Julia, we're not playing with the Polly Pockets anymore.
Oh my God. That's harsh.
And we're still friends till this day. So if anything, that says a lot about who I am as a person.
Yeah. I mean, you still stay friends with her.
Yeah. Like I, after you really ruined my life.
Anyway, back to my OCD.
Yeah. Sorry.
So the fan, no, you're fine. My family was all over and, I couldn't find the wiener to the hot dog on my Barbie dream house. Okay, my Barbie dream house, Ken had like a barbecue station and there was a hot dog with the wiener in it. And like the wiener was lost in my basement and I was having a conniption because it wasn't just so in the Barbie dream house.
Did you ever find it?
Yeah, I had the whole family look for it. Like
they found the wiener.
They found the wiener. Okay, but like this is how OCD I was. I couldn't look for anything else. I had to find this wiener in the Barbie dream house. I like had anxiety from it. I was like, Mom, the wiener in my
why Barbie. Why did you say like the hot dog? Like,
I definitely said hot dog. I didn't say wiener, but I was like, Mom, my hot dog's missing from my Barbie dream house. And my mom's like, everyone, whoever finds the hot dog gets $50. So I had the entire family looking for this wiener because I was so like, anxiety ridden that this wiener had to be placed in the Barbie dream house just so.
At least your mom was advocating for you though,
because
like, that's
she knew
so important.
Because my mom had a little bit of OCD when they
yeah.
were younger. I think like
yeah.
You grow out of it, thank God, otherwise I'd be trying to find wieners and doing flips in every
still
room
trying to find some wieners. Like just one wiener though.
Yeah, we're not looking for multiple.
We're not like other people that like multiple wieners.
No, we don't do that. I hate that. Okay, that's like the worst person when you're like excited for something
and they like put you down
or they're like, oh well, I'm going to Greece. And they'll be like, oh, did you hear the crime there?
I know.
There's a lot of Americans getting
Could
killed.
Could you imagine?
And you're like, all right, thanks. Or like someone's like, oh, I'm getting married. Why would you want to do that?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. I hate when people do that. That is like the worst kind of person.
No, it is. Like imagine right? you eating a grilled cheese and I'm like, well, you know, the natural preservatives, they come out of a raccoon's ass.
I'd smack the grilled cheese right in your face.
Or like when like people also like give you shit for taking care of yourself too. Like it could go opposite.
Like oh, when I can't like, stand that.
Like when I exercise and stuff, people are like, oh, like
oh my how god, did you?
It's I like because I want to.
Cannot stand.
Like I'm
that.
Sorry, you're a fat, ugly slob. No, dead ass. Like if you're gonna give me shit for like eating normal meals throughout the day and exercising, then there's something wrong with you. Like you stay there eating your shitty ass food, looking like shit. Okay. You're gonna die,
and you'll
like,
be you. Yeah. You'll be so Julia.
Yeah, like so Julia. Go ahead.
No, but I agree. I hate that because I have been on what we call a diet for Greece because I want to be
a
bikini
diet. Though.
No, I did. I didn't do like I did no gluten, and I've been working out every day. I mean, yeah, no gluten. I've been doing no meat. See, you're doing it right now, Julia.
Yeah, but I'm saying like you don't need to go on a diet. Like I'm saying like you don't need to go on one. Like I'm not like.
I'm sorry. Did we not just talk about this? That this is the worst person to be when I say I'm on a diet and people are like, you don't need to be on a diet. And
no, because you literally no, doing you, like, it. Literally don't need to be.
Okay, but you're literally not.
No, like I want you to take care of yourself.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, I hate when people do okay. that. I got my gallbladder out. And ever since I got my gallbladder out, it's been so hard to lose weight. And like, I.
But man, you're like literally the smallest
person.
No,
but I'm not. I've gained, ever since my gallbladder, I've gained 20 pounds and I can't get rid of it. And so I'm not the weight I used to be before I got my gallbladder.
Did you go to a doctor?
I mean, yeah. So the doctors tell you, oh, you can eat whatever you want. It's the same thing. But no, you can't. Like your gallbladder digests your food. Okay. Yeah. So therefore, you have to watch what you eat. Well, I didn't know this. Like no one told me this.
They didn't tell you that?
No, the doctors are like, you eat normal. You eat the same things you do all the time. Like,
well, to me, you don't look like you gained 20 pounds. Well, thank I can you. Understand because but I gained like 60 pounds, like not 60, but 40 pounds.
Right.
After I got all birth control.
Yes. It's also harder after you hit 30 to lose weight. It just is.
Well, like, it's hard to lose weight in general though.
That's
especially
true.
When
it is
like
true.
I mean, I don't know. I think for us too, because we're small. Amanda's yes. like how tall are
I'm
you?
Like 4'10.
I'm 4'11. When you gain a pound, you notice.
Yes.
And it's really hard. So I get that.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It goes
yeah.
our stomach.
And like we're not meant to like
yeah, we're not be... like we don't look like Simone Biles.
Yeah, like
that girl doesn't have an
really because I thought I did.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, speak for yourself, Amanda.
That girl doesn't have an ounce of body fat on her.
No, I know. Well, I mean, if you kept doing your backflips,
I mean, would... yeah, maybe if I kept my OCD, I'd look like her. Yeah.
No, but no, I get that. So I was like bigger as a child, as you
we've
expressed.
Established that. Yes,
and
it's
then
fine. My
and then
nose
I
was
like, and then I had an eating disorder though, and then that's why.
Did you
yeah,
really?
Yeah, and like,
why
I would
we discuss this? I didn't know this.
I mean, it's like no big deal. Like, I don't. We don't
okay, but it is a big deal.
So, like, probably until like 19, I had an eating disorder.
Really?
Yeah. What, so I was like really tiny. I like weighed like 95 pounds at one point.
Would you just were you anorexic, just not eat, or
I wouldn't say anorexic, but I was hospitalized once.
Really?
Not for that, but like I was just like a very like. Anxious person. I just
wouldn't
eat. Did
you just not eat? Okay.
I didn't really eat.
Really?
Yeah, I honestly don't think it ever goes away, like your eating disorder.
Yeah.
I really don't think it does. Like it's
no,
still,
I know. People
it
have said
still
that.
Sticks with me.
Like it's a battle.
But like I can, the difference between then and now is that like I know like
when
it's bad.
Right, right.
And I know what triggers it.
You're more self-aware.
Yeah. So like, I mean, it's not bad. Like I still eat whatever. Like,
right.
But yeah, so I had the eating disorder and then I gained a bunch of weight after I got off birth control. Like that's when I gained all my weight.
That happens.
I gained 40 pounds and then I was like, what the fuck? And it was really, really uncomfortable. Like, and then I just honestly just started taking better care of myself because it was just like,
yeah, you wanted to feel better.
Yeah.
Well, you were working out a lot too.
Yeah. But I also know that sometimes that's counterproductive. I mean, no, I do strength training like 4 times a week, but
oh geez,
yeah, like I
that's a lot.
Yeah, but like I would do it like twice a day. Like
oh, that's
it
a
was
lot.
Like insane. Yeah. Like I was
no
insane.
I remember you and Nicole's
yeah.
her sister were like gym freaks.
Yeah.
Every day, like
yeah.
twice a day.
Yeah.
Doing 2 a days.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but like that was because of my eating disorder though.
Oh,
that wasn't like because
yeah no,
but like now like I work out because I enjoy it, not because
okay,
I feel
good.
Like it's forced.
Well, that's good. I'm yeah. glad that everything, you know, you're on track.
Yeah, like there's a lot of things like I'm quiet about.
Well, no, I never knew. Vulnerable. But you also didn't know that I used to do backflips.
Yeah. Yeah,
in see, every like, room.
Yeah.
We're learning so much about each other. I know.
Like, wow. That's incredible.
Julia, thanks for coming on.
You're so welcome. Wait, I'm so funny.
We had Julia. Okay, guys. Julia was hilarious. Thank you so much for watching. Tune in September 13th. Go ahead and subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube or listen to us on Spotify. Thanks again. I love you all. Julia's going to end this with a slogan and she's going to give it to us. So let's hear it. She's thinking.
Do what you want.
Do what you want. I like that.
Because at the end, you should do what you want.
Yes. Amen to that. All right. Bye, guys. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.